This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Activist and author David Swanson believes in the Constitution. He just wishes we would abide by it. In his new book, Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency and Forming a More Perfect Union, he argues that the past two centuries have seen an erosion of the separation of powers and a migration of too much authority into the office of the president.
There has been a trend for 2.25 centuries of presidents taking on more power. And for the most part, those powers have not been given back in subsequent presidencies. So there's been an accumulation, but there was an incredible leap forward while Bush and Cheney were running the country. So that now we are in a position where presidents make our laws, either telling Congress what laws to make or making them with executive orders or rewriting them with signing statements. We have presidents operating above the rule of law.
All this is deeply undemocratic, says Swanson, and he advocates a new constitutional convention to update our governance, at least in theory.
If we set up a constitutional convention tomorrow in the same way that we run the rest of the country, that is, if it were controlled by corporate funding, by the influences of the corporate media and of the two major political parties, it would be a disaster. It would be asking Lockheed Martin and AT&T to rewrite our Constitution. But if it were done right, and if we were to win some reforms on the way to creating that constitutional convention, I think it could do a world of good.
But in today's America, in Swanson's analysis, the intended three branches of government have been supplanted by the dominance of two big political parties.
It's very rare for a Congress member or a senator to go against the fervent wishes of the leaders of his or her party. So there are essentially two views in Washington rather than 535. And it's largely the explanation for why on most issues the Congress goes against the majority opinion of the country. A lot of the corruption is in the form of money from contributors, as we call them euphemistically, but a lot of that money is funneled through the parties, and the parties can fund challengers against their own members who step out of line.
Swanson is an outspoken opponent of the various wars this nation is engaged in, but he sees his constitutional critique as one that transcends the usual ideological boundaries between left and right.
Across the political spectrum, you have people upset that we can't unelect anybody, that everyone is bought and paid for, that the parties have such control on ballots, on media, on debates, and the rest of it, and who want to see less power in Washington, less power in the White House. It's not necessarily a left or a right position.
However, he knows there is not likely to be broad consensus for his call to exercise the constitutionally sanctioned practice of impeachment more aggressively, or to scrap the Senate rule that allows filibusters, or even eliminate the upper house altogether. And the prospects are only a little better for his contention that it should be just as easy to register to vote as it is to enroll in Social Security. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.